Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy. Passionate. Dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Welcome to another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk. We are counting down the days until Ohio State and Tennessee have at it in the first round of the first year of the expanded college football playoffs. As always, you got the Duke, you got Bird, you've got Tennessee Fan Talk. Good Lord, that timing was amazing.
I mean, you're a pro's pro. You get better. I mean, as long as you get better every episode, you're doing it. You know what I mean?
That is great. There was no countdown or anything. It was just, I've heard that so many times. I know how long it goes on.
Yeah, all the 12 listeners out there have heard it too.
Tennessee, really not the week to be talking about football, because basketball, both men's and women's, is overshadowing everything. Tennessee men's basketball beating their record. They were 9-0, I think, in 2001-ish.
It was, yes, I think it was the either 99, 2000, or 2000, 2001. I can't remember when they started 10-0, right? They tied it.
9-0. I think it was 9-0, and now we've surpassed. So. Yeah.
So you could ask me who played on that team or who the head coach was, and I could tell you I have no idea.
Not a clue. Of course, this would not be an episode of Tennessee Fan Talk if we did not talk about a little football. Tennessee still not favored. 7.5 for OSU with a total 46.5. Duke, over or under that for you?
So we talking over and under for the total score?
Total score, 46.5.
Well, if
you have two kind of flawed offenses, right, against sure. Two, what they say, they being the sports writers, what they say, two elite defenses. I know Tennessee is. Ohio State,
Well, if I was treating it like an Ohio State fan and that we're playing in the tundra of the North Pole in Santa Claus's arena, it would be an under, right? I mean, it gets just as cold. I could argue that a 20 degrees in Ohio doesn't feel as cold as a 20 degrees in Knoxville due to the humidity.
100% agree with you.
That's a topic for another time.
These boys had a practice in the snow last week.
So I'm not worried about the cold. I'm probably taking the under, but I'm trying to walk myself off the ledge and, you know, thinking Tennessee's going to win, because you know how that goes.
I can feel your battered ball syndrome kicking.
Oh yeah, I have it the worst. I'm fine with it. I'm trying to tell myself, you know, this is not how you're supposed to look at it. Hey man, we made it. You know, this is like Ohio State saying that. So you, I mean, you really don't want that mindset. But I'm like, you know what? We weren't really supposed to do this.
Are Ryan Day's players bought in enough to him that they want him around? Because everyone knows he loses this game. He is so far on the hot seat, it's unreal.
I mean, I don't know how you play for that guy. He's as charismatic as a piece of paper. Very monotone. I mean, he seems more like an NFL coach, because in an NFL, you really don't have to worry about getting you guys hyped up, because they get, well, everybody's getting paid to do it now, right? $20 million roster, the most expensive roster in the nation.
Right.
So, who knows? What's the quarterback's name? Will Howard?
Howard, yep.
This Junior, is probably the first white, that's probably the first white quarterback they've had in 20 years.
For me, it's who, what Tennessee team shows up and does Heupel open the playbook and allow Nico to throw some deep passes if they can get some receivers that are healthy or young guys getting out there, maybe showing OSU something that they haven't seen on tape for this year, you know, show a little bit of last year or previous year with Hooker. Show a little bit of that. Show some routes that they haven't seen. Get open. Split some safeties. And air the ball out. I think Tennessee, I think we'd go over that 46.5, and I think Tennessee annihilates him. If that does not happen, if he stays conservative like he has the entire season, definitely the under and a very close game.
I mean, I really don't care what it looks like as long as we win, right? And we've been talking about open up the playbook every week.
For weeks.
And I think we need to come to the realization that it's open. Like, there's nothing else to change. I mean, it is what it is, right?
Oh.
I mean, it's worked 10 times this
year.
It's
worked.
And it should have worked 11. We should have beat Arkansas, right? Anyway, it's neither here nor there. But I think it is what it is. I mean, the only time you're really going to see some deep passes is if, A, we complete a couple and it looks like it's rolling, or B, right, we're way behind and we got to take chances. So, I would rather run the ball,
yeah,
and hope Dylan Sampson doesn't fumble it, because they don't talk about it, but he fumbles about once
every game.
Very Arian Foster-esque.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? And I love Arian Foster. No disrespect.
Right. Yeah.
I was a fan back in the day. But I'm just saying, he's got some tendencies, and when he fumbles, they normally bench him for
a little bit.
The rest of the drive,
A little bit, if not more.
I'm telling you, they need to hit up the little Giants and
get some stick'em hands. Before we talk basketball, let's go ahead and make these picks.
I mean, I have one bit of news about football before we make the pick.
Okay.
I didn't even tell you about this in the pre-show. It just came to me in a thought. There is some good news that is surrounding, now, as at the time of this recording, the day later than we normally do, the Heisman pick. The Heisman committee has done Tennessee a favor, because Peyton Manning is no longer the biggest snub of Heisman history. So we don't have to hear about it no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Hunter is a fantastic player, but what a joke. Genty is... I'm telling you, I don't think Colorado wins or loses more than maybe, let's put the line at a half a game. If you pull Travis Hunter from the team, do they win or lose? No, I don't think that makes a difference.
Yeah.
If your entire win
column is based on one player, shame on you.
That's Boise State. If you pull Genty, they're not in the playoffs.
Right. Yep.
So that proves to me that he is the best player in college football. That's neither here nor there. They did us a favor. Peyton Manning is no longer the biggest snub of all time. He's the second.
I may have to. It ties together for me. It correlates, you know, because he loses.
He plays on both
Heisman.
Sides of the ball. Oh gosh.
No. I'm talking about Manning.
Oh, okay.
He loses the Heisman.
Uh huh.
And then Ryan Leaf gets picked before him in the draft, and who turned out to be utter failure.
He liked the booger sugar, if I do remember correctly.
I believe you're correct.
And some other things, too. Probably
some other things. Hey, you know what's awesome on a little side news? Since you went side news, I'm going to go with you there.
I mean, we need some filler
Dan
here. We ain't got a lot going on.
Mullen no longer on television as a sports analyst. I love it. Because
He didn't bother me as bad as Gary Danielson. Thank goodness we don't have to listen to his bum no more.
That as well. But it's like he'd be tweeting out, Dan Mullen tweeting out, Dan Mullen's, Coach Mullen's picks for this week. Don't no one care. No one care about
your
picks.
Where did he go?
UNLV.
Oh. That's the...
No way that they're paying him more than what he was making with... whatever ESPN is.
You know who would have... I feel like that's more of a Hugh Freeze kind of place, UNLV, Las Vegas.
Really?
You know how easy it'd be to get some talent to come for some recruits in Las Vegas? That's more, I guess from
Liberty Flames to Auburn. And he said, well, this is too much in the Bible Belt. UNLV is more my kind of speed. You ain't even got to go searching for them.
I mean, you can get two kinds of talent out there, one for the team and one to help the team.
Oh, that's great.
Speaking of Gary Danielson, when I watched the Army-Navy game, I reminded myself of how much I hated that guy.
Well, at least Trump was there.
I mean, good. I don't care. Good.
Steal the spotlight from.
I was shocked watching that. I thought Army was going to go in there, just roll Navy. Nope. It's very Tennessee, Kentucky-esque. You know what I mean? I mean, Army does tend to beat Navy more than Kentucky beats us, but it's like they're kryptonite. Army was one that won the division they were in.
Right.
And
but they were exposed. They were exposed for the one-trick pony that they are.
Oh, that quarterback was pretty good, but I think he's got the hands of a baby doll because he couldn't hold the ball. I seen him throw plenty of ducks out there. But yeah, that is my comparison is Army is to Navy as Kentucky is to Tennessee. Except Army sprinkles in a couple more wins than Kentucky does on us.
Right. 100%.
Which that's a little shade towards the Wildcats at the same time.
Which we all, as Tennessee fans, love to
I guess we can talk a little bit about Georgia's quarterback issue. Or we can also talk about how crazy it is to have the freaking transfer portal open up during the playoffs, and the guys entering the playoffs are not going to be on the team. Heupel says, no, you ain't playing.
Is that
crazy? I wouldn't let them play neither.
Or what? And why would the transfer portal open now? I get when you get down to the, like, maybe the final game and the rest of the country can move around.
I'd say it don't open until the season's over. You give it a 1 week period and then bam.
Well,
it's over.
And
it's open.
I mean, it's always me. They didn't think a lot of things through.
I was about to say, if these guys get paid a crap ton of money and they're like, that's just like an oversight. Oh, we're sorry. We should change.
Well, you know, because that early signing period ends about now.
Yeah.
So transfer portal. Also, while playoff games one are happening, there's two NFL games on Saturday. It's something. Yeah. It's crap that they didn't think about. You know.
Well,
they normally don't compete this week with television because it's usually nothing going on. But now it is because of this expanded playoff. It's like they forgot to go back and go, oh, we need to do an amendment to this TV contract.
Well, I mean, I could Google it. I can't remember. I'm not going to Google it. I'm just going to, you know, talk in broad strokes here. But there is some, if you want to call it a rule, call it a law, that from one date to this date, the NFL can only play on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. They can't play on Fridays and Saturdays. But after that date, they can do whatever they want, and that's when they start throwing stuff on Saturday,
right?
Which I get it. I get it for them because it's to protect college throughout the normal football season. But now that we're extended,
right,
we either need to A, bump our season up, which, I mean, it doesn't matter,
or B,
it is what
you
it
suck
is.
Anyway, no one watches.
Down here, other than Louisiana, other than the Saints, and the, I mean, I guess you can say the Cowboys now, nobody really cares about the NFL down here that much. I mean, it's complimentary to the college
football. It is, but this is definitely college football town.
Oh, I mean, every state other than, like I said, I mean, we have the Titans here, and I love the Titans, don't get me wrong. But they stink, and I ain't watching. They stink.
I will want to go see the new stadium upon completion. That's about it.
Well, I think... So Tennessee just signed a deal to play a game in the new stadium, whenever that year is, 2007. They might be the first football game to ever happen there.
That would be sweet.
I know they signed the deal. I don't know who it's against and what the date is. I don't know if it's the second year it's open, but if it's the first year it's open, then it's going to be the first football game there, right? It has to be.
Yeah.
That's just even a bigger smack to the face of the Titans.
that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably against some ACC school. It's probably, you know, probably against Duke. I don't know, you know.
So SEC Network losing Mullen. Florida Gators losing their defensive coach.
Who?
I forgot what his name is. Oh. Good, though. And why he would make a lateral move just to stay defensive coordinator.
Where'd he go?
Oh, now you're going to make me.
Well, you're bringing it up. You didn't tell me what he's talking about. I don't keep up with that jazz. But yeah, I mean, like, was it a lateral move to play for Sunbelt Billy? You know, I mean, he is the Tennessee boy, so I guess I'm allowed to make fun of him. He's probably not the most literate, you know? You know, I've been watching John Gruden and whatnot with these crazy play calls, and he's probably like, all right, this is a play call. You're going to take a snap, and you're going to run out here and go right. Throw it to him. It's not like all these X, Y, banana, peel, left, right, three on five, six, seven, you know, all that crap.
Austin Armstrong going to Houston for the same position.
Buddy, Houston's got the money. They're trying their best to be good. They've been trying to buy coaches for a long time. I can remember the one dude from West Virginia that went there and stunk. I don't remember his name.
Can't believe I couldn't remember Armstrong.
I mean, Houston.
Because I've said how good he has been over the past couple of years.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the AD at Florida said, hey, man, you're going to have to fire both. I don't know. He didn't fire his OC, did he?
I don't think so.
Or you're going to have to pick one or the other, fire one of them to get the heat off your butt.
And Yeah. It was going to be, this is the guy that's fixing to take your spot. You better get rid of him.
Sure. Or he goes here for a year and he'll be the head coach next year at Florida. You know.
We are right at that time. Going to take a little break. Come back. Talk some basketball.
And make our picks for the game.
And make our picks for the game since we ended up not doing that.
We might as well do picks for all of the games, not just our game.
There you go. I like that. We'll
give it a little filler.
We'll do that right after this.
I don't know all the games.
As the summer sizzle fades, it's time to establish a wellness routine that's here to stay. Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with their focus on traceable science and high-quality ingredients. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to their stress relief and sleep melatonin, both using first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. For a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Welcome back, Tennessee fans. You got the Bird. You got the Duke. Got Tennessee Fan Talk returning to you. We're going to continue up a little bit of this football before we jump into just a little bit of basketball. This coming Friday, number 10 Indiana, number 7 Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going touchdown Jesus.
I mean, it's hard to bet against the Lord. Now, you might not have to see the forest because of the trees kind of thing, and he might He might punish him this one time to propel him later.
Right.
But I think Indiana's kind of fraudulent. Oh, I'm right. also picking Notre Dame. Do you you don't have the spread pulled up.
I do not. Do not.
I would take, I'm sure that they're probably at least a 7-point favorite. Have to be.
You would think so. At home.
Yeah, in Chicago, pretty much.
And then on Saturday, we've got three of them. SMU at Penn State. That's going to be Penn State.
I don't know, dude. Penn State hasn't really showed me any offense that's impressive.
That joker is on TNT and anyone with a Max subscription.
It's on TNT?
Yes.
I mean, I respect it because that's what I used to watch the Braves on, was either TBS or TNT in the day.
Yep, TBS, I remember
It was
that.
Both, yep. I'm taking it.
Hey, that's better than Netflix because Christmas Day, I think there's two games on Netflix. And you're not going to get to see it because it's just going to
buffer. Yeah, you know how miserable it was trying to watch that fake fight with Mike Tyson? I could only imagine. I'm taking SMU.
Ooh, we have our first division, the Tennessee Fan Talk in-house division.
I just think that...
That's the noon game.
James Franklin was the coach at Vanderbilt. Come on, dude.
I know.
And he's been at Penn State a long time, and he hasn't won jack crap. He's had a good team.
Yeah, he's had some good teams.
But it kind of shut, like everybody, like the Big Ten, if you want to talk forever that the SEC was top heavy, the Big Ten has always been top heavy.
Yeah.
Three schools, and that's it. Yep. I mean, and the bottom are bad.
Yeah, it's a huge separation between those three and the rest of it. Right.
Give me SMU.
Clemson, number 12, Clemson. This is the 4 o'clock game. Again, TNT Max subscription. 12, Clemson at number 5, Texas. Texas
I would
is going to
roll. Dabo. Talk about touchdown Jesus. Dabo probably believes in that.
He sneaks his way in, and then his first game is at Texas.
That's his top recruiting tool. Is he going to meet Jesus? Come on. Come play for Clemson Tigers.
I got Texas.
I do too, but I would love Clemson to win.
I would love the upset.
It just depends, though, because I also think Quinn Ewers is a bum.
Yeah, there was some quick talk this week about Arch Manning possible transfer. I even saw some Bill Belichick
transfer. No, I would. No, so I heard
he didn't. He's staying. He announced that he's staying.
Yeah, I heard through the grapevine. And I saw on the news or on Twitter somewhere that I can't remember what school it was. Michigan State maybe offered Quinn Ewers $4 million for one more year to come play.
Oh, good Lord.
He would be stupid not to take that.
He'd be crazy not to take that. I would not go to the NFL.
I don't see NFL in him, but, you know, I didn't see NFL in Will Levis either, and here we are.
Well, that's what you get when you get a product from Kentucky.
just like Couch. For the Browns.
Number 10 of the late game, the best game, of course, ABC, ESPN. Number 9, Tennessee at Ohio State. Let's go, Vols.
I only see this game going one way, and it's a blowout for one of the other teams. I don't think it's going to be close. I know... My heart is telling me, but I know what I've seen
in the
past.
Subside your battered ball syndrome. Forget the days of old. And this is not to Duke. This is to all of you out there that have felt this negative energy with inside of you. And look at this year. They've really only upset you one time.
Sure, but I actually do it more for my own psyche because I like to be proven wrong. You know, because in my mind, and we'll talk about it here in the basketball too, is that if I pick Tennessee, my pick, which has nothing to do with it, but that's how narcissistic I am, plays a role in whether they win or lose. So, like, if I pick them to win and then they lose, it's my fault. Oh, and I don't want that. Well, see what I'm saying?
So, you think the Buckeyes are going to pull this away?
I don't know much about them. Other than, like, Ryan Day, like I said, seems to be boring, is just for lack of a better term. But you have to think that maybe behind closed doors he's a little fiery because he is technically coaching for his job. Because if he loses, they're going to fire him on the field.
I would think so.
And hungry dogs run faster, and they're already mad about Michigan and getting all
they
that
are.
Jazz. And it's like it's how they respond to it. and it depends on the motivation. I hope the Vols win. I want the Vols win. I'm going. We're having a boys' night in downtown Nashville. I plan on getting belligerently drunk.
I'm going to take someone to go ahead and sponsor an Uber ride for the Duke.
It's already planned. It's called my wife. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to take Ohio State for my psyche because I'm trying not to get too high. Because once I don't like to be let down. But I'm also looking at it as this, like I said, I've already said it once, not supposed to look at it, but hey, we made it and we weren't supposed to.
Made it. First year of it, made it in.
Alabama. I think this game right here could propel either team to win the whole thing.
I've heard that multiple times. Yeah,
Josh Pate, I'm a big fan of him.
I am too. Love the Pate.
He said that, and I mean, I agree with him, obviously.
Right.
Because it would give us momentum. I think, obviously, Oregon's really good, but you're not playing at Alston Stadium, you're not getting the home field advantage that you would be at, you know, the frozen tundra of Ohio.
Kim Caldwell says, in order to date Tony V, you got to be a winner. And by God, she's a winner. 8-0. Has she played anyone decent?
Who cares?
You know, eh.
I love the spitefulness of hanging 130 points. I love it.
I mean,
don't play
139 points against North Carolina Central.
And broke the record for the most three-pointers in a game.
Absolutely insane. Of course, they have to travel down to the FedEx Farm and play Memphis in 2 days.
Is that what their arena is called, the FedEx Farm?
FedEx Forum.
Forum. Oh, yeah. I thought you said farm. I'm like, okay, that's interesting.
And then they go enter into the West Palm Beach Classic. They'll play one last beat-em-up game in Winthrop before entering.
Winthrop. I think they're from North Carolina, I think.
Before entering into conference play.
Mm.
At College Station.
Who's the best team in the SEC right now? South Carolina? Women's, probably.
is that even a question?
I don't know. Do we play UConn this year? If we do, maybe I'll go. What am I thinking? I'm not going to go to a girls basketball game. I respect it, but man alive, is it boring. Run down, miss a layup. Oh, made the one. Run down.
So LSU is 12-0, Tennessee 8-0. It's really weird how they've played four more games. That's just crazy. And then you have a section of 10-1, including Alabama, Mississippi State, South Carolina, Texas, Vandy.
I would have to suspect that South Carolina's probably played better teams than us, because normally in basketball, your better teams play better teams earlier in the season.
When did Vanderbilt get a women's basketball team?
They still don't have a women's softball team. Title IX.
You just never hear about Vanderbilt women's basketball.
Well, I mean, do you really hear about any sport there except for baseball every once in a while? And if we're talking about 2024, they're the Vandy boys. That's sexist. You know, for the longest time, the Lady Vols was sexist. And they tried to drop it that 1 year and all heck broke loose.
In the men's, Florida, Oklahoma, Tennessee, holding the top spots all 10-0. Tennessee, you know, you still hear people go, well, they hadn't played anyone. Well, I mean, they've played Indiana as an exhibition, lost that game, and that kind of, not an exhibition game, but a scrimmage game.
That could also be called an expedition.
It kind of gets them going. Louisville, you know, that's a good team. And then not so much Montana, Austin Peay. Virginia can put a good basketball team on the court.
Annually, a pretty good basketball team.
Baylor can put a good basketball team on the court.
They were ranked in front of us, I think. Maybe not, but they were ranked when we played them at that whatever classic that they were playing in a convention center.
The Continental Tire Bahamar Championship. Yep.
Yep, sure. Mm-hmm.
Syracuse can put a good
annually,
basketball
team that is in the world of basketball, that is a blue blood.
Huge.
Program.
Huge. Then, of course, take on the U of Miami. and then knocking off Illinois. So people say, well, that was too close of a game. Maybe Tennessee's not that good. If you go in and look at this game, Tennessee did something, you know, they're always been live or die by the three, it seems like, at least since Rick Barnes been there. They were 20 for 62 field goals. 6 of 24 for 3 points.
I watched most of that game until my battered Vols narcissism kicked in. I'm like, if I keep watching this game, they're going to lose. So if I turn it off, we're going to win.
There was 5 minutes left in the second half, and I turned it off. I
did. Yeah, that's about the time I shut it off, too, because I'm like, dang it, I don't want to watch them lose.
I can't sit here and watch this.
I never get mad at losses in any sport. I just get sad. I get sad because I'm very, you know.
I had something popped up, Vols win, whatever, and I went and looked at it. I was like, look at stinking Gainey, because I've written him off.
My man can stroke three-pointers, bro.
I have written him off. He went 3 for 6, 6-14 for field goals, 8-9 free throws. I had written him off because it seems like he makes really stupid mistakes when he makes them.
But he's young, right? He's pretty young.
What year is he? He's not a starter. And so you gotta love those kind of points off the bench. I mean, he played 34 minutes off the bench.
Yeah, he's your sixth man, you know.
You know.
Every good team has a sixth man that probably deserves to start, but for some reason they don't, and we never know. They play more minutes than the guy they started over him for some reason. We don't know why.
He is a senior.
Oh, okay. Well.
I didn't know.
I'll take it. I think I remember looking at the spread before the game. I think Tennessee was minus 1.5. So if you're telling me if it's that close in basketball, that's a toss-up.
That's a toss-up. And it was a toss-up. Tied, went from coast to coast, laid it up.
And it's an away game at a place that was getting ready to storm the court.
Yes, they were.
And their student section is called the Orange Crush.
Oh, good Lord.
So I was happy that they denied a court rush. And then I seen after the game too, I don't remember, I think he might have pushed Mayshak or something, a fan from Illinois, like, you know, probably a rich booster. They were over there celebrating and he pushed one of our guys real hard. It might have been Gainey. I don't remember who it was, but good on us. I think our next big game is Auburn, correct? Is it two games away?
Tennessee has outscored their opponents 808-579.
I mean, Rick Barnes is one of those coaches that, you know, if you play for him, you hate him. If you're looking from the outside in, that he's really hard on his guys. But apparently, they love to play for him, and he's hard-nosed defense.
100 more rebounds in total over these 10 games. Turnovers. Points off turnovers. 19.2 to 10.
Sure.
76 steals over 10 games.
I'd have to think that freaking Ziegler's probably got 40 of them.
has probably got that locked up he has 7. Jemai Mayshak has 23. Good night.
It's kind of like the cliche in football, you know, defense travels. It's kind of like in basketball, your offense might not show up because some days you can't throw a ball in the ocean when you're standing on the beach kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can always play hard defense.
Yep.
And I'm sure that's...
Against Illinois. Illinois. The ball just didn't fall.
Did you say Illinois?
I did, and I caught myself right at the end. I'm sorry. People off. I get going real quickly.
That's like saying Arkansas, which I love to say because that really makes people mad. I do too.
So they got Western Carolina coming up as you're listening this tonight, December 17th, and then host MTSU.
Oh.
Host, not go, host.
Yeah, sure.
One other beat 'em up game before
Auburn.
Arkansas. Arkansas.
Oh, we play Arkansas first?
Yep. January 4th. And then stroll straight down to Florida after that. With
Florida's good.
With a good Florida team this year.
Mm-hmm.
So
with no Billy Donovan,
11, 12, 30, they may go 14-0 before having it really rough.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm trying to find the spread on that Western Carolina game, and I can't find it. ESPN normally has it on their website, but it doesn't. But I will say they've already got us at a 99% chance of beating Western Carolina. Catamounts, the Western Carolina University Catamounts. That is their mascot, if you wanted to know. Because that's from my part of the world in East Tennessee.
I know that Tennessee is 7-1 over the last 8 matchups. Yeah, buddy. Somehow or another, we have managed to make this a full episode. I was like, there is no way in the world.
We're a lot of babbling idiots tonight, but hey, take it.
I had the funny moments in there. Your Vols and all sports, good night. If Tennessee can pull this off on the football field, that would be championships just across the board in some sort of fashion. Just winning teams.
I'm ready for another national championship license plate to be offered.
Yes.
Give me a rerun. Just run it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Change the date. Run it back. Give me the same layout.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Tennessee, only one other time playing Ohio State. I think it was 1996.
And Mr. Duff stopped Eddie George.
And it was a win for the Vols. Let's hope they repeat this Saturday.
Fingers crossed. God. Drop your Vols in their mouth.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.